We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get it down and dirty.
Dan, do the thing.
What thing?
The thing where you thank everyone and...
Okay. Thanks to Anthony Herron, Mark Schanowski, and Randy Mueller for joining us today. Thanks to Sean King for rescheduling. So we look forward to talking to him. And thanks to Ray Diaz, Mike Rankin, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka. Here are Parkins and Spiegel.
Is that the football quarterback, Sean King, or the writer guy?
Well, not the writer activist weirdo. No.
Yeah, okay. We're going to talk with Mr. Mittens himself, Sean King. Really good dude, man. I had him on the podcast last summer, and he had some interesting thoughts about Justin Fields, and I wonder how they've changed throughout the season. So hopefully we'll figure out time changes and time zones. And we'll get everything set up. Because, you know, I will say that the Super Bowl in Phoenix does have everyone messed up.
Because they don't do daylight savings time.
It's got correct. at least two people messed up.
They're on mountain for a few more weeks. And so, you know, they're only an hour behind.
Right. It's kind of wild.
Thanks for not putting Boomer on when he called you guys at 1:30. We appreciate it.
Thank Ray.
Ray, yeah. Thank
yeah,
you.
Ray, because he's a good man, and we had lost our guests, and we were like,
we'll take theirs.
Boomer's right here.
I saw that on the caller ID. It says Norman Esiason.
Interesting.
I was going to be like, doink, put him right up.
Hey, he would have talked to you.
Sure.
Yeah, he would have talked to you.
Probably would have great.
There was a PST in a text that went to Shane from Boomer's people, which is Pacific time, and Shane knows that means that's 2 hours behind us, but apparently they thought that meant Phoenix time.
Oh boy.
Just not what that means.
Okay, so wait, let me see if I can
That's Phoenix.
Yeah. I think technically Phoenix is on mountain time right now, but
it goes back and forth.
But is it they literally could be on Phoenix standard time.
Yeah, oh, they wouldn't call it that.
No, PST is Pacific.
Pacific Standard Time.
Right.
Because
there's no Phoenix Standard Time, though.
No, but I'm saying they could be on Pacific Standard Time because
that would be cruel.
Because then they go back or move forward. No, it's not right.
Yeah,
no.
it's just not right.
It's not right.
No, it's not right.
If you're an assistant and you've got one job,
it's the time zone.
It's to write those things down and get them right. That's the experience that I had. I was on an onboarding call for an endorsement deal with an ad agency. And you're saying
those are always productive,
right?
And never run long, never redundant.
I feel useful on those.
Oh my God! And so you know the drill. And this one was not one of the conference calls. This was an individual call for whatever reason.
Okay,
had time worked out. She's talking to me, and she says it's critical that you say this exactly as we have it written. And it was something.com. And then she says / whatever it was. And I'm looking like, that's not a / that's a / So she keeps saying / And I said, are you sure you want me to say / And she goes, yes, the client's very specific to say the name of the website, to say / And I said, the copy that you sent me, this is a /
Sure.
And she's like,
what do you know, Bernstein?
When I said, just to be sure, I'll say / but this is a / And she's like, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, does it go from the bottom left to the top right? She said, yeah. And I said, That's a forward slash.
Because it goes forward.
Right. If it goes from the top left to the bottom right, it's a backslash. I think if you put them over each other, they make an X.
Yes.
You just took the fun out of punctuation. Yeah. You really did.
She'd never heard of it.
Never heard of the forward slash.
That's a thing.
Correct.
Right.
All right.
Right.
And so they wanted you to say forward slash.
Yep.
Okay. That's great.
Like, I've never heard of it. Like, what do you
insane.
Mean?
Yeah, mind-boggling. There's billions of people on Earth. There's got to be a median.
Yep.
That was like the guy at the Jewel didn't know what applesauce was.
I got a question for you guys.
Amazing.
Question for you guys. Pat McAfee, as play-by-play guy for the Pro Bowl flag football, former players who have done play-by-play.
Pat Summerall.
Right?
Former Frank Gifford did
Frank
some.
Frank Gifford. Tom Brookshire. Remember that guy?
Ray Bentley.
I think that's it. Is Ray Bentley somebody who should be on that list?
Yep.
It's a pretty damn small list. Because we'll talk about the flag football thing a little bit later, but like he wasn't a very good standard play-by-play guy.
Just football?
Yeah,
but
I
didn't need it, really.
Just football?
I think
the
flag football is really hard to, if you're, as far as play-by-play assignments go, that's a harder assignment because it's not like you're really getting a chance to do it somewhere else.
He took it seriously, though, which is part of what we'll talk about
probably
later.
Probably shouldn't have.
Oh, no. I actually...
I didn't see a second of it.
I found it incredibly compelling, and we'll discuss a little bit later. But I was thinking about... Because Hawk Harrelson, former player, play-by-play guy.
Oh, that's right.
Baseball, there's a ton of them, probably. Don Drysdale, right?
Stoney's done play-by-play
Stoney's
before.
Done play-by-play before.
Well, he had to, because...
Yes.
I'll go check on him.
I'm home. Check on him. You take over.
All right.
And?
Yeah. So is that it for former athletes turned play-by-play guys?
In any sport?
There are no basketball guys?
More.
There's got to be some basketball guys that do it, right?
Basketball players that turned into play-by-play, not analysts. I don't know. Textures will help us. Just was rolling around my head as I was watching that.
If Bardo has actually done play-by-play. I know that he's an analyst, but...
I don't think so.
You remember Mark Malone, the former Steelers quarterback?
Yeah. Did he do CBS too.
Yeah, did he do any games? He was a former player who turned into a sportscaster like Johnny Morris.
And Len Dawson.
And Len Dawson did that.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know if Mark did. I always liked him. Really nice guy. At least to me.
Yeah, I thought he was miscast as a local sports guy.
Especially as the lead.
Yeah.
Because he was for a while. He was the lead sports anchor at CBS too. He was well, he's got all the handsome because he looks like Magnum P.I.
He really does.
And here's Mark Malone.
Mike Shannon, apparently former player. Cardinals win it. And
Harry Carey.
Ed Farmer.
Harry Carey.
Ed Farmer.
Farmio
was a pitcher and a play-by-play guy. Reinsdorf preferred it, I think, at some point.
He still does. Unless, of course, you're also if you come in with a generic Midwestern accent, he'd probably prefer that too.
And don't make
a couple of years.
And don't make any jokes.
Because you gotta.
Yeah, just don't tell the truth about stuff, I think is really the thing.
Guys wearing cleats instead of spikes.
Don't try to be funny.
Don't have a broadcast agent.
Yep.
Even though it's industry standard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an amazing nugget there in the Jeff Agres piece. The White Sox prefer to work directly with the broadcasters. The White Sox prefer to bully the broadcasters.
Yeah.
That's how I read that.
Yeah.
The White Sox prefer to attempt to bully the broadcasters.
It's not just broadcasters.
I know. It's executives, front office people. It's all of it.
And it was because of the Jim Durham situation with Darcy Bezaos.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
That was
that
the last time, and it ended horribly, and it's still, young me is still really, really, really upset about that.
About Jim Durham.
Still really upset about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but really,
Only him is upset about the price of beef and Mariano's.
The price of eggs, man. It's
sorry,
eggs. We're getting gouged.
I got my proteins wrong.
Yeah. Hold up. First of all, don't let this man lie to you. He's sitting on a gold mine of eggs.
It's not a gold mine.
You're sitting on a gold mine of eggs, Dan.
I've got Mariana sent me a coupon for a free dozen.
Oh,
that's a gold mine of eggs.
So when are you retiring?
It's not a gold mine. It's like a zinc mine. He's on a zinc mine.
Yeah. I couldn't believe of all
copper
things.
Mine
usually it's a free Sabra hummus. And I'm like, okay, the Mariana's thing is here in the mail. I get free hummus. But I'm like, man, You're giving me eggs now? I must be moving up in the world. I'm like the extra special VIP now.
Wow.
Wait, these are Dan Bernstein specific coupons?
Well, they're for specific for everybody.
Well, he's Mr.
Yeah, they
coupon.
Are. They're specific. Like,
no, they know your card.
They know what you do.
They're not going to send you coupons you're not likely to use.
Oh.
So they know what brand of pasta I buy. They know cottage cheese, what cereals.
Mm-hmm.
I've never noted this. Dan is the only one
that's at CVS that keeps the... He waits.
The receipt.
Like, he waits. He's like, hey, look at this. This is free stuff on here.
No, it's all in the app.
The CVS app. That's right. You are the app guy.
The CVS app is great.
You're my nana. It's like, it's great. You've turned into my nana as you dote or age into your dotage.
No, when CVS sends me, like, these little badges that talk about where I rank as a saver in the city, in the region.
Badges? Like, I don't even know.
I'm a super saver.
Oh, like, you're getting some validation and affirmation.
They tell me how much I'm saving.
See, I feel the reverse when the electric company tells me that I use so much more than my neighbors. You know? They're like, you are
get
a terrible
by that bill.
Oh, right. You're a terrible electric user.
It's all my vibrators.
You're costing your family so much money.
Have you had the interaction?
Other people are better than you.
With the solar people yet?
No.
They come to your door?
They came to the house and they said, your house has been approved for solar panels. And they just were very sketchy. Like, do you have any documentation or anything?
And the guy's like, and we got him out in the car. So
it fell off a truck.
Also, I have a set of encyclopedias for you. Yep. Bob Uecker, former player, there doing play-by-play. Joe Garagiola do play-by-play?
A little bit.
Dan Fouts did a little play-by-play, I'm told. I don't remember that.
One sourcing the text line right now?
Yeah. Tom Doerr. Most of them are true.
College player, Tom Doerr. Not a pro.
Not a pro player.
Right.
Okay.
Still a player.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a player anymore.
We got Boomer Esiason joining us in 20 minutes, and we will kick off Super Bowl week.
We made it, boys.
I know. We made it.
Now, next week, we're going to have to get creative.
That's fine.
But this week, we made it.
Yeah. I like the creativity.
Yeah, me too.
And the nonsense, the whole thing.
And nobody can get mad at you for just going out into the wilderness. What are people going to say? Talk more about... No, there's nothing to talk about.
Talk more EGOTs.
Right.
Someone will get mad about something.
Yeah, they don't get mad at you guys, Dan and
Lawrence. Yeah. Mad at us.
What's on your hand?
You got a tattoo.
New tattoo.
What is it?
It's a hand. He got a tattoo of a hand on his hand.
It's really nice.
It's actually a really nice tattoo, Shane.
Thank you.
Cool.
Shane was on Twitter fighting everybody, though, this weekend.
So he was on Twitter?
I'm never sure what...
In other words, Shane exists.
Shane was existing this weekend.
Never sure what to do because, you know, that's my boy. And I'm like, do I jump in or... He's a big boy.
No,
he can handle.
No. When in doubt, always stay away from him.
Which fight are you talking about this time?
I mean, you were fighting everyone. There was like the guy that you called a virgin or something, and you were like, I have sex, and you're like, I have sex with your mom. And there's a lot of that stuff
going
on.
Then you're like, no, I literally am doing it at this moment. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So at first I'm like, I should tell him to stop, and then I'm like, do I have his back?
That was his girlfriend's kid that he was tweeting about.
I'm about to send out a real banger that I workshopped in the pre-show meeting today.
Dear God.
That none of us really signed off on, just in case it goes poorly.
I'm not even going to admit that if I left, I'm not even going to mention that.
So yeah, that's the show.
Thanks, boys.
Bye, boys.
Yeah,
bye.
See you, boys. Tanny's Open kicks us off. Park and Spiegel on the score.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.